Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go. It is Friday.
It's the weekend.
Really? I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
Believe it. It's true.
I mean, it's absolutely bizarre. Hard to believe.
I cannot believe what I just heard.
Oh, it's Friday. We're heading into the weekend.
I don't believe that for a second.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
It's Friday. The weekend is upon us.
Come on.
Seriously?
Yeah, I believe everything everyone tells me anyway.
Oh, I don't believe in hypothetical situations. That's like lying to your brain.
Here we go. Getting underway. Hour number two rolling out. Here in a cloudy and off and on again wet TGIF edition of the Bobby Mac Show. Great to have you along. Ingles Advantage talk line number 800-347-1063. CSRP text line number. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, that is. 71307. And as we lead off hour number two on the Bobby Mac Show, it won't be that long. January is when the primary is approaching for someone to fill the position of sheriff here in Greenville County. And one of those who was already announced for that position joins me on the phone this afternoon. That is Hobart Lewis. Hobart, how are you, sir?
I'm good, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing good, thank you. We actually have met because, of course, the last time we went through this election process for the sheriff's office in Greenville County, you were a candidate then as well, were you not?
I was. You and Tara actually moderated an event, a forum, down at Zen downtown.
Right.
And you've actually whipped me on a golf course one time, too, in a Meyer Center tournament several years ago.
Oh, but you know, I had forgotten all about that. Yeah, that is a great event, though. And I thank you for taking part in that, because that's such a worthwhile organization.
It is. We had a good time, and I think you handedly beat everybody that was half your age. And maybe people don't realize what a good golfer you are, but it was a lot of fun that day, too.
Thank you, Hobart. That may fall into the category of blind squirrel finds acorn. I don't know.
Well, if it did, you found a bunch of them that day.
So you ran last time around, unsuccessfully, of course. You are back and are going to be in the primary field January the 7th, by the way, is when people will vote. What has prompted you to re-enter the political fray here, Hobart?
Well, I mean, obviously, we were planning on a 2020 run in a normal primary and normal general election.
Mm-hmm.
However, our circumstances here in the county have led us into a special election.
Right.
And so all it did was really speed things up. But one of the things I learned last time from running, you know, before you run for office, there's about a two-year workup to that. So I was working at the sheriff's office, and I ran against the incumbent, Sheriff Loftus. So
right.
I had to resign
right.
To be able to run because, you know, he would not have probably wanted me working for him as a candidate. But
understood.
Having done all that, I got a chance to be out and talk to the community and not just the police side of things or the law enforcement side of things that I thought I would want to change, but to really get a feel from talking to people about what the community expected from their law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
So we went through that election and we lost by 288 votes. And as bad as that loss was personally, you know, it took a little while. It stung for sure. But after being so successful in 2016, it was hard not to go ahead and plan on running again because we had such a large base at right around 6,000 votes, and out of 37,000 that turned out to vote in a primary. And again, you know, this is a unique situation because the only people voting are just going to be voting for sheriff.
Sure.
So hopefully we can get those 6,000 back out and continue to build on that base, and we believe we'll do really well.
You have been around the Sheriff's Department how many years, Hobart? Remind me.
I got 15 years total in law enforcement, and I worked at Greenville County for 5 years.
Okay.
Before I resigned to run.
The feeling around the sheriff's office these days, given the unholy mess that Will Lewis left in the wake of his brief holding of the office, and I know that Johnny Mack, who is a good guy, has done the best that he can, but he's a placeholder. He has been an interim appointed by the governor, of course, in the interim in the wake of all this mess. What's the attitude like in the sheriff's department right now? There must be a lot of people down there that are really kind of hurting as a result of all this.
They are. There's a lot of people that certainly put their trust in a new administration and hope things would work really well. I mean, that's their livelihood. They spend more time there working in this community than they do waking hours with their families.
Mm-hmm.
So they were certainly disappointed. And it's the fear of the unknown. You know, this thing has drug on for so long.
Sure.
Until it finally came to some resolution. And again, you know, like you mentioned, they put Sheriff Brown back into office, which kind of stabilized the ship a little bit to bring some consistency back in and say, okay, we have a sheriff, and, you know, whatever happens with Will, or, you know, whatever it'll be kind of. Now we're at the conclusion of that and getting thrown back into a special election. I think it reignites those feelings of, first off, we don't know who all's running.
Right.
Second, we don't know what's going to happen. So they're going through all those emotions now of trying to figure out, okay, in January, this thing's going to change hands once again.
Mm-hmm.
Then in June of 2020, there will be the regular primary. So you don't know whoever wins the primary in January and then the general election in March is going to have to turn right around and run in June.
Right.
I mean, you know, the uncertainty of all those things, it's tough enough to go out here and work in law enforcement, the problems you have to deal with, and
right.
be that constant problem solver. But when you have ones that are so far out of reach that you don't have any control over, you know, it makes it tough to come into work, and it makes it tough for the men and women that work there, civilian and sworn.
Yeah, I can certainly understand that. And we're talking with Hobart Lewis, who's a candidate for sheriff in the upcoming primary for the special election on January 7th, because all the volatility that's happened has got to create a ton of stress on people who already have a very stressful job to begin with.
Right. And look at what a great job they've done during this whole thing. You know, if you look in the news media, just it's a few stories the sheriff's office really has come up or made the news.
Uh-huh.
They've really done a great job and certainly continue to carry on that professionalism and provide us great service. I'm not in law enforcement right now, so I'm a citizen.
Right.
And it's a lot different being on this side of things and really trying to pay attention and realize just what a great job they do. They come to work every day. They put that uniform on. They get in those cars, and they go out here and deal with the public and answer calls and try to be helpful, try to provide solutions to people who are victims, try to take the bad guy off the street. And then you got the paperwork and the long hours and all those things. And,
right.
Again, they just continue to do it, and they're shorthanded.
Yep. You know, yeah, they are.
About 40 vacancies. And that's tough. You know, it takes 35 or 40 minutes to get someone to your home if you call in to report something. Now the citizen's frustrated. The deputy who's going out there is frustrated.
Uh-huh.
So solving those kind of problems, there's great people there, good quality people that want to do the right thing. They're just caught in the middle. And soon this less than 60 days away from a primary, they'll certainly have some feeling of security knowing whoever the next sheriff's going to be. And again, they provide a great service to this community, and I think they need a great leader. And I think that trickle down effect will certainly result to the citizens of this county getting provided a better service.
You
and we can all do that together.
You mentioned or you alluded to one of the problems. Greenville County is the biggest county in South Carolina, and as a result, the sheriff's department has a coverage area that is huge. And when you're trying to provide reasonable response times for people who need the assistance of a sheriff's deputy, and you are 35 people or so short, and yet you also have to deal with making sure that all the physically responsible things are taken care of. Is the salary issue one of the ones that's at least in part responsible for an explanation of why the sheriff's department is short that many deputies? Is it just the competition of salaries from other agencies that makes it tough?
I think that was certainly part of it, but a lot of it was the environment too.
Really.
That creates some of that, you know, that kind of storm brews.
But uh-huh.
There was a county council looked at salaries and gave a large increase to the deputies, really one for the command staff initially, and now the deputies that were sergeants and below, to make them more competitive with other agencies.
That's so good.
Yeah, it's great as far as retention goes, and it was long overdue, but I think county council recognized that, and to keep good quality people that have already been trained and know this community. And it also helps to encourage younger people who, you know, just graduated college,
sure,
or just getting out of the service, that have had an interest in law enforcement. Maybe they've already started a family and think, you know, I can't support my family on $31,000 a year.
Right.
Well, when you get closer to that $40,000 a year mark,
mm-hmm, becomes more attractive.
Salary,
yeah,
well,
absolutely.
It becomes more doable.
Yeah.
You know, for sure. So retention certainly a big issue now, and getting those spots filled and getting full staff. It's like the issue in the northern part of the county where there's several horses. I think they're up to four now that have been stabbed and cut.
Yes.
Several have had to be put down. There's only one deputy that works that area.
Holy cow.
County.
Yeah.
That deputy stays busy answering calls for service.
I bet.
So until you come up with a 4, 5, 6 person task force type, you know, situation to put deputies up there in that part of the county to find out who's doing this.
Right. Yeah. Hard to conduct a proper investigation if you don't have the staff to do it.
Right. The 8 to 5 hours, we have plenty of people.
Sure.
You know, it's after those times that everything gets thin and everybody's so overwhelmed with calls for service, they don't have a chance to do a lot of proactive things that we need to be doing as a department here in Greenville.
Understood. So, Hobart, with people listening now, and I'm sure that we have many potential voters out there who all would agree that the sheriff's department has been a mess in the wake of what Will Lewis left. Assuming for a moment that you win the primary and you win the sheriff's office, how do you go about righting the ship? What do you do?
Well, I think the first thing is to restore the pride and integrity within the department, getting everybody on the same page. From inside the building, from civilian employees to all the certified employees that go out here and interact with the public, getting everybody on the same page and starting to move forward. I had a boss one time to tell me it's not the size of the step, it's the direction it's in. So we have to really move forward and create a very positive change right away. And whoever that is, again, you know, you don't have a lot of time.
Right.
And unfortunately, you're running for office again.
Sure.
So, putting the right people in the right place that believe in what you're doing and have the same mission, same plan that we have, the same one we had in 2016, and the same mindset to go out and serve this community and be public servants again and get out of that car, talk to people, develop relationships, and try to get this community back on board because they really want to be involved in law enforcement here and they really want to help. They want to do their part.
Sure.
But I think a lot of people don't feel like they have that line of communication. If we can establish that and restore some of those relationships and take the community on and get some help from them, there's nothing we can't do.
Yeah, I think your assessment is correct. There's a long way to go to restore the credibility that's needed on both sides of this issue in the civilian community and in the sheriff's office as well to be able to make it better going forward. Hobart Lewis, he's a candidate for sheriff. The primary is January 7th. People want to learn more about your candidacy. Hobart, where should they go on the web?
You can look on Facebook. You can look up Hobart Lewis for Greenville County Sheriff, or you can go online and look at Hobart Lewis for Greenville County Sheriff. Go to our website. There's a Get Involved page, a donation page, a bio page. And I'm the guy out here knocking on doors and talking to people. So, you know, if you see me or you think you see me, please speak. And I'll take all the time you need to answer any question you got, because it's a very unique situation.
Yeah, it is.
All of us need voter turnout to get our platform through and do what we want to do as your next sheriff of Greenville County.
Well, thank you, Hobart. Now, I'm sure we're probably going to put together some sort of event here at WORD between now and Election Day, so we'll look forward to seeing you then and wish you the best. And thanks so much for taking time to join us today and explain why you're running for sheriff. We appreciate you being here. Thank you, Hobart.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Good to have you here, sir. Hobart Lewis, he's one of the candidates for sheriff in the field in January 7th primary. 22 after 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I'll be right back. More of your calls are on the way. All the folks that were on the line previous to Mr. Lewis joining me on the program this afternoon, you're welcome to rejoin me now, and we'll reset and go from here on the Friday free-for-all.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I am Iron Man.
Welcome back. 426 here at the Bobby Mack Show. Great to have you along this afternoon. Let's get right back to the phones because folks have been waiting. And Debbie is next up on the Friday free-for-all. Hi, Deb, and welcome to the program.
Hello. I just want to say that, you know, I'm watching these Republicans trying to defend Trump for firing Yanovich and firing whoever and doing all this.
Right.
Why don't they stop and ask the hard question of when Democrats get in power, they've already said they're going to bleach the White House. They're going to fire everybody that's conservative. They're not going to leave one person there that has anything to do with Republican Party or conservative thoughts. They're going to be straight, you know, socialists.
True socialist believers. Well, you're right. I mean, yeah. It's emblematic of the hypocrisy of the double standard of the left. It's perfectly okay when they don't. Look at the example of they're accusing President Trump of now they're saying bribery, because at first it was a quid pro quo.
Oh, they've been through everything. Yeah, they've been through everything.
And yet what Joe Biden did with making sure that his son was well taken care of by this Burisma energy company in Ukraine to the tune of $3.1 million for being on their board. So essentially, they're accusing of something, accusing Trump of something that's substantially less vile than what Biden and his son already did.
Well, what about Hillary when she said it didn't matter anyway? What does it matter anyway when people got killed?
Yeah.
You know, what did she do to protect anybody? And we were, the thing that makes me mad about Republicans is they laid low, they did nothing, they let everything happen, they didn't stand up back when they should have under Barack Obama. Did you ever hear one investigation that they followed through and fought for like the Democrats are fighting?
No.
I mean, the Democrats are fighting hard, and they're touching every base. They're stopping anything they want to say, you know, the underground thing they're having right now. And they're doing that so they can get all this information and ask all the right questions and have everything in play. Even their questions are leading to the people they have come back and sit down, because they've had 3 or 4 days to write it down, get it straight, get it in their head. Nothing's going to go wrong because they've got, you know, this is the first time under Trump presidency that our Republicans finally grew a pair and started standing up and actually staying together, because they wouldn't stay together. They'd all fight each other and say how bad the other person was and tear them down. Democrats don't do that. But I'll tell you what, I'm starting to like them a little bit again, because it's about time. They've sold us down the river. We literally lost about everything. I mean, you know, and when Democrats get in power, and they're going to someday, you know, they should have never got the House back.
Yeah, absolutely.
As far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. Well, well said, Debbie. And you're expressing sentiments, I think, of tens, if not hundreds of millions of Americans who are going to
we've laid down, we've let them take away our freedom of speech. Do you know on Greta Ingram or Laura Ingram, that one guy was on there yesterday. Oh, you know, they were driving around these cops and they were intimidating. They had their mask on and what are those people that intimidate everybody?
Antifa.
But anyway, that's their freedom of speech. Okay, now, let's change the color of them and let's put the mask on. What would they be called? White supremacists. They would be horrible. They would have been arrested.
Right.
And it would be all over every station. But that's their freedom of speech. Okay, this is where we're at. And this is why I get so mad, because they have taken away our freedom of speech.
Well, here's the good news, though, Debbie. We fully recognize now they're out of the closet on this stuff. We fully recognize what they're up to, and we plan to deal with it.
I'll tell you, they're out of the closet because you and Mark Levin and Rush Limbaugh and a few others finally started getting through to the people and letting people wake up, because it wasn't ever going to happen. But you know what? They tell us who they are and what they are and what they're standing for. The ones that are running for president, they're saying it right now. They're telling us what they're going
to
do.
Yep. All you have to do is listen.
People need to listen to that.
Debbie, I've got to run because I'm up against the news here.
I don't mean to be so loud.
No.
Hey. It really upsets me.
No apologies are necessary, Debbie, and I didn't want to interrupt you because you're on a roll, and what you're saying is absolutely right.
And I usually put my foot in my mouth. But thank you anyway.
Not this time, hon. Not this time. You nailed it. 4:31 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Friday.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You bet it is, because it's Friday. That means it's the free-for-all, the all-skate, anything that has tweaked you this week that you feel bears discussing. Kind of did a Vulcan mind meld there with disgust and discussing. Is fair game here on Friday. Ingalls Advantage talk line number 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, last caller before the news who absolutely nailed it, she was calling from Tucson, Arizona. So nice to know that folks are picking us up there on the radio.com app all over the great United States of America. To the phones we go again. Let's bring in Don. He is in Greenville. Hi, Don, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. Can you hear me now?
I hear you 5x5.
Okay, roger that. I was watching the Shifty Schiff Sham Show, which has now left a secretive shift, skiff. But
a lot of alliteration from anxious anchors, as I said in broadcast news.
Excellent. You are a broadcast professional.
Yes, sir.
Don't doubt me. You know, where does Schiff get 45 minutes to ask, and then he gets the lawyer to ask his questions.
And you know where the lawyer came from that he hired?
Yes, I do, and I forgot.
Yeah. BSNBC.
Yeah, yeah.
That's,
he's a loner.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't be a ringer. I guess he'd be a ringer.
You know, like the days of the old Hollywood studios where one studio would loan out an actor from one to the other.
Oh, yeah,
know.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Brought to you courtesy of RKO.
That's
studios.
Right. Yeah. Old Joe Kennedy's outfit. Yeah.
I love it when Mr. Jordan's like, hey, pour the order over here. We got,
shut up. Shut up. You're a Republican.
Oh, I can't believe this guy.
You don't have any right to speak. The audacity of it.
Is it Radcliffe? Or,
yeah.
She's like, you're going to let us talk this time. You're going to quit, you know. Oh, yeah. That's not a point of order.
Well, you know, when you make the rules and you have a tendency to tilt the playing field in your favor.
I was watching it, and I thought, well, I'll watch this. And then, you know, when Schiff started talking, and somebody said, you know, Fox, I'm a Fox News anchor. I said, okay, okay. And then they said, well, asking the question, you know, didn't Mr. Trump blah, blah, blah? And she goes, I can't watch this.
Yeah, just, I know. How'd you like to try and kick a field goal against these guys? You know, here's a snap.
Keep moving the goal.
That's right. Here's a snap. The spot is down. Kick is up. Wait a minute. Goalposts are moving. He's hooking it. No, they moved the goalpost further right. No, it's no good.
And then the referee would come out like Spanky did on the green and that
right.
putt thing. He's like, I kind of go over that way. And now we got to move it over. Just, and it kind of go over here.
This may be the text of the day here, Don, and that would be saying something because there's a bunch of good ones in there today.
Right.
But about half an hour ago, somebody tweeted, when an ambassador is fired by Trump, at least they live to talk about it, unlike Ambassador Stevens in Benghazi.
The whole time she's talking
about,
I've been here and I've been there, and then she said Somalia. It's like,
yeah.
Rangers. And then I thought, wait a minute. Were you in Benghazi? I mean, I kept thinking Benghazi. I said, you know, at least you're not burned and dragged to the streets.
Yeah, you know? And you know, that would have had an entirely different ending, I'm given to understand. But the general requested of the cake eaters back at the Pentagon the use of Spectre, an AC-130 gunship.
Yeah, yeah.
And they wouldn't approve it.
Well, normally those things, at least in Afghanistan, from my understanding, they were on station during a lot of operations. Yeah. They were up there.
And they were there in Mogadishu, too. But, of course, you know, you couldn't have something that gave you bad optics for the Clinton administration or whoever it was at the time. I don't even remember now, but what's the difference?
Rain down some really hurt with that.
Oh, are you kidding?
Ship.
Yeah, there would have been but we would have had civilian casualties.
20 millimeter, 105 millimeter,
yep.
Two 7.62s.
Heavy duty devastation, but we can't have extraneous civilian casualties.
Well,
we can have the 10th Mountain Division take all the casualties they can handle, but we can't kill any of these gangsters in this. Oh man, well don't get me started.
I remember one of the first things I wanted to know was what was an ambassador doing outside of the capital
in Benghazi.
Yeah, going back and forth, I guess. I'm sorry.
Well, he was meeting with a Turkish ambassador, and I understand there was the movement of some weapons involved that was supposed to be
some kind of missiles, or something
like that. My memory fails me on this question, Senator. I just, you know.
Well, but, you know, you're not recognized.
That's right. Absolutely. Thank you, Don. I appreciate the call. Great stuff. Bob, my sister-in-law is a toxicologist. She was in a group at a restaurant where the server said the restaurant was doing a survey and asked what each of them did. When sis told her, she said, "That's interesting." One of the others at the table said the server had written toxicologist. Okay, I guess in a sense... that makes me Dr. Bob, along with my professorship. Dr. Bob and his staff of teaching assistants, Miss Moneypenny, and, of course, little Annie in the news center, here at Insensitivity University, where we specialize in non-politically correct studies. I'm going right back to the phones when we come back on the other side. It's 4:45 here on the Bobby Mack Show on Friday. It is the free-for-all on WORD.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Fab Four, Beatles, pretty good, thank you. In response to the question, how you feeling? Feel fine. Great to have you along the Friday free-for-all here on the Bobby Mack Show. In on the text line, 71307. Now, Bobby, you think the whistleblower may be concerned he'll end up like Jeffrey Epstein? By the way, Jeffrey Epstein did not commit suicide. Bob, some very sharp callers today. Deb and Lisa, way to go. Bobby, somebody needs to take Frog Eyes Adam out back of the White House and whoop the schiff out of him. Signed, Steve, the heating guy from Powdersville. Now, Bobby, I'm on Wade Hampton International Speedway in Taylor's. It's been dark here for 2 hours. Is that right, Buddy Penny? The sunset 2 hours ago at about 2:51 this afternoon?
I thought it was 1:38.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we're very close. And by the way, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Laugh out loud from Jeff. Bobby, so if my summary is correct, today's earth-shaking impeachment testimony, blockbuster, was a former ambassador who took an hour to say that the president exercised his constitutional authority to replace her at any time for any reason, but that Rudy Giuliani said mean things about her. And she then gave her opinion on a number of things that happened in Ukraine after she left her post there. Is that about right? Yeah, pretty much. Bobby, just wondering, in the wake of last night's Brown-Steelers game, how many fantasy points do you get for beating someone over the head with their own helmet? I'm not sure. We'll have to look that up. We'll check. To the phones we go. Let's go to Union and bring in Pat here on the Bobby Mack Show, who has been talking to somebody else while waiting patiently to get on with me. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Bobby. I heard yesterday, I got a telephone call from a senator, and he was asked a question by another man that all this money being spent on the impeachment was coming out of the elderly Social Security.
That's an internet meme that's been floating around. I have not seen any validation of that.
Well, he hesitated before he said yes. Now, this is a U.S. senator from South Carolina.
What, Lindsey or Tim Scott?
No. I'm in the wrong district to vote for him, Norman. But I get his call all the time when he has a chat.
Oh, U.S. Representative Ralph Norman. Yeah, from the 5th District.
Yes.
Yeah. And he confirmed it?
He said yes. He hesitated, which made me wonder, am I going to lie or am I going to tell the truth?
Yeah.
And then he said yes. And I didn't know.
Well, you know, after giving all the money from the Social Security Trust Fund to all the illegals who are here, who have no more right to it than these Democrats in Congress do to waste it on this impeachment hearing, I'm surprised that there's any money left.
That's why there isn't going to be any when these kids get older.
You may be right, Pat. Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll have to run that down. Bob, I'm a regular listener, but unfortunately my work often interferes with my ability to catch everything. Hey, no problem. We get that. I missed the origin of the Murphy thing. Could you fill me in? Thanks, from Pat L. in Piedmont. Yeah, the Murphy thing started. The backstory on this is that we get some of our news content, as you probably have noticed, from the disassociated press. And in exchange for their service, we run commercials for them. And they farm out or subcontract the actual commercials to a group called Westwood One, which is also a big sports indicator. Anyway, without going too deep into the weeds, all of our stations, all of our intercom stations here in Greenville run these commercials. But for the other stations, the specific spots that are to run rotate differently every week, so you don't get the same one over and over again. Well, for some reason, there's some glitch in the system, and we kept getting the spot for Murphy hour after hour, day after day. There's another one right there. There's Murphy also complaining about it. So the Murphy commercial will be vanishing over the horizon bit by bit over the next few days. Bob Hobart was the Lewis that should have won last time. He was my guest in the first part of the show today, Hobart Lewis. How much of having the same last name may have confused voters last time around, Dwayne from Taylor's? Well, considering, pardon me, as Hobart Lewis did that he only lost by, what, under 300 votes? Could be that was quite a factor. About the brawl last night at the end of the Steelers and Browns game, and somebody sending a text earlier that the Steelers quarterback should share some blame here, maybe be suspended as well. Texter says, he started it is an awful take. Nobody made Myles Garrett swing a six-pound helmet at the head of the Steelers quarterback. Yeah, that's one I better pass on for the moment. We'll look into that. Good afternoon. So let us think sober Democrats spent billions of dollars trying to find reason to fire one man from a job. Crazy people out there, despite they are in authority. In the civilian world of labor, there are a few bosses with a similar attitude trying to find reasons to terminate employees. Can't understand the insanity behind this thinking. Sorry, I should have read that one first. This is somebody that has some axe to grind because they got fired and they felt like it was inappropriate that they were fired, and so they sent a text whenever they can that has some supposedly reference to that. Got to take a break here. Hour number two has zipped on past. 5 o'clock Follies is next, and we kick off the weekend. Whoopee!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.